also was a massive benefit to my psyche in some way, although I couldn't see it at the time, was that I failed English by 1 point. So all the other classes I passed, and at this particular private school, for me to get credit, I couldn't just go to a summer school or anything and get a better grade and then just move on to the 11th grade. I would have had to have gone to a approved boarding school for the summer that this school said, oh yeah, that they, you know, provide an equivalent education where we will give you the point. And my, you know, that we would have to pay for that. My dad worked at the post office. He was like, no, you're not. You're just repeating the 10th grade. So I went back to the 10th grade at this school. All my classes, I'm in the 11th grade. But for English, I have to repeat. But overall, my status is that I'm still in the 10th grade. And so the first day of school, all the grades are broken up in a different location in the school to have like assembly.
Yeah.
And I walk in to the 10th grade. And everybody goes, oh, no, Rory, the juniors are in the theater. And I openly had to be like, no, I have to repeat the 10th grade. And I had to openly state that. I had to swallow it down. I had to deal with it. And also that teacher that failed me by 1 point, she was right. I was a bad student. I was wildly ADHD, undiagnosed at the time. And so I needed like something. I needed to be held back. But it changed me. It made me have to confront this ridicule and sit in it and live with it. And that kind of informed me, created my, you know, core personality, I would say, for the rest of my life. I can now sit in this ridicule of any moment and not really be affected by it. It really started that, you know.
So that's it. That's how you were able to do an hour 20 minutes of which you admit was bombing half the time. Oh my God. that, you know, that's a lesson to everybody out there who failed the 10th grade. You know, it's stand up. Yeah, do stand up. You're not, accounting is not for you. That's all the time we have for now, folks. But if you want to listen to my full interview with Rory, just check out the Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts. All right. Huge thanks to Rory for coming on and allowing me to, you know, be his therapist. That's a nice little gig. I feel like we really got somewhere with him, you know, accessing his inner child and whatnot. I feel like I had a little therapy, too. It was kind of a mutual go there. So anywho, Colleen, where can you, I know Rory just said it, but do you want to remind folks where they can find all his stuff?
Yeah, find Rory on social media at Rory Scovel, RORYSCOVEL. And then he has his podcast, Pen Pals, wherever you get your podcasts. For tour dates near you, specifically the Turner Hall Ballroom, go to in Milwaukee on July 21st, go to RoryScovel.com. But he's also in Chicago, Iowa, Indiana, all this fun stuff. So head up there. And then his specials are online on his website. It's linked and they're pretty funny. So yeah, go check that out at RoryScovel.com. And then find us on all platforms at Cripescast, at Charlie Barron's, at Manitowoc Minute, across the board. And if you want to see behind the scenes, this week we put out a Q&A with fans and Charlie answered questions specifically about birding, which was just so riveting. Go to patreon.com/Charlie Barron's and you can see that there. If you're listening to the podcast anywhere, please subscribe and rate and give us any feedback you want, only if it's nice. Specifically, you can see our video on Spotify and YouTube.
Awesome. Colleen Maraca, thank you so much. Shout out to Hannah Milos for editing this sucker and everybody else. You keep her moving and watch for deer. Bye-bye.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com. I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Dangerous heat continues nationwide, but meteorologist Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service says there's some indication the worst might soon be over.
In Phoenix, over the next couple days, temperatures will be working their way closer to normal. They'll be above normal, and it'll still be really hot, but not as hot. It is peaking out in that area.
It's still very hot in Miami, but that didn't dissuade crowds from flocking to opening night of the Rolling Loud Music Festival at Hard Rock Stadium. Reporter Larry Seward with WFOR was there.
Expecting extreme afternoon and evening heat to feel like 110 degrees, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue warned anyone spending time outside to beware, protect themselves from sun exposure, and hydrate.
Under this warning, conditions can potentially be very dangerous and even cause a deadly heat stroke, even with limited exposure.
Concert goers told us staff usually get free water bottles, so despite stifling traffic slowing them down, making some wait outside, people on foot, in carts, in cars, en route to the festival, hardly felt any excitement melt.
The festival runs through tomorrow. Alabama lawmakers have finalized a new congressional map that has one majority black district, despite a Supreme Court ruling that there should be two. WIAT-TV's Maddie Beertemple has the story.
They talked about opportunity district is what it talked about, and I think it certainly does that.
Democrats continue to say 40% population is not enough to satisfy the court.
It is a definition of noncompliance.
President Biden has chosen Admiral Lisa Franchetti to lead the Navy, making her the first woman on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland on this historic nomination.
She'll be the first female CNO in the service's 247-year history and first female officer to be a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And she currently serves as the Navy's Vice Chief of Staff, or number two. Her selection was in many ways not a surprise, as many insiders believed she was the top choice for the position.
Her nomination could be held back as Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville continues his hold over all military confirmations due to the Pentagon's abortion policy. Researchers are trying to learn more about the so-called COVID super dodgers who can catch the virus, but they don't get any symptoms.
Scientists at UC San Francisco say those people are more than twice as likely to carry a gene variation called HLA-B15 that helps the immune system spot the virus quickly and target it. They say about 10% of study participants carry the mutation, and this research could help lead to better COVID-19 treatment.
CBS's Michael George. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching a kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 84. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 85. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Gilbert and Earl. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Gilbert. How you doing, man?
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
You know, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, I'm still trying to recover from this question that you're going to ask me later on in the show, man. My mind, you got my mind all tied up. Before we go there, I was looking at the New York Jets' first six games. Mm-hmm. And everybody talking about the New York Jets going to do this and the New York Jets going to do that because they've got Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Look at this schedule, Gilbert. Game one, the Buffalo Bills. Game two, the Dallas Cowboys. Game three, the New England Patriots. Game four, the Kansas City Chiefs. Game five, the Denver Broncos. Game six, the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, Gilbert, did you hear what I just said? They could go 1-5.
Earl.
hey, Gilbert, the Bills, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Guess what, Earl?
What?
They all pissed off because all they've been hearing all offseason is Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They all pissed off. And here's the killer part, Earl. It don't matter if you got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Let's say even if you had Davante Adams at receiver, you got who's the best? Barry Sanders. No, he a man amongst boys. Let's say Emmitt Smith at running back. It won't matter if they ain't got that offensive line right.
But you
so did. He better hope his offensive line is right. Last year they wasn't now. He better hope, because it don't matter. We hoping that they is so he can play at 65% so we can get that draft pick.
But Gil,
he got to play all them snaps.
Gilbert, you heard those teams I rattled off. Those are championship caliber.
Have you ever heard the Jets' name mentioned and any of those teams that you just mentioned?
No. No.
Okay,
no. So this is my point. The fact that the Buffalo Bills are considered a Super Bowl caliber team, the Dallas Cowboys, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait. Dallas Cowboys ain't considered nothing.
Come on, man. They may not be, but they're not somebody.
Yeah, you need to put them at the bottom. That's what you're talking. You should have said Buffalo, then the Chiefs. You should have said the Chiefs first.
Well, I went based on the days.
All of them?
The days they're going to play them.
All of them are in the same division, though,
right? Well, no, because let's see, Buffalo is in the division.
In the tough division, yes.
Yeah, and
Denver was in that division too.
Yeah, yeah, they played Denver and they played the Philadelphia Eagles. They could very easily go 1-5.
No, that's six. That's you got to play them twice. Right there, yeah. Six right there. So 0-6 right now.
Well, you're not predicting 0-6. We're just saying, even with the great Aaron Rodgers, with a schedule like that, they could very easily wind up 1-5.
If their offensive line don't hold up, it's going to be 0-6. Now I'm giving them 1-5. If they ain't got a good offensive line, it's going to be 0-6. Because all them defenses you just rattled off,
guys. They're powerful defenses.
They got some defenses, man.
Yeah, they got some powerful defenses. And I would venture to say, Gilbert, I haven't seen other schedules, but I would pretty much say they got to have the toughest top 5 or 6 games of anybody in the NFL.
And I hate to say this, Earl, but there's a difference in conference play. Now, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you playing back then, if you playing Chicago twice, if you playing Detroit twice, and you playing Minnesota twice,
it's going to be hell. One of the games is going to be hell, right.
It's a difference. Listen now, it's a difference when you playing Philly twice and you playing Buffalo twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That MVP stuff going to come a little bit harder. Not saying that he can't do it. But dog, the competition of the schedule is going to be different.
You know, man. Just looking at that, and even though all this great talk about the Eagle, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is like you said. We saw with the Packers last year. You know, he's not going to single-handedly be able to defeat these teams. These are the cream of the crop. And yes, man, when they look at that schedule, the fans probably, Gilbert, believing that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to come and work miracles, but not with what I just ran down.
That's the thing, Earl. It's like, even though, you know, Aaron Rodgers, it's a whole different thing because what you used to see all those years ain't going to be the same out there with those teams. Because we didn't see Buffalo. We haven't seen Buffalo in years.
No, man, but we know Buffalo is the real deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, he know the tendencies. He know the teams. He know what he could do.
Right.
Now when you get out here with all these new guys, he got to change up his game.
So you mentioned something right at the top. You said, when the players see this and all the talk been about the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers, they get a little hype when they get ready to play him. Is that true?
Absolutely. They don't, you've been little brother for a long time, so you're supposed to know your place. But when the head dog like us, and then you got the Detroit Lions that's coming up, and they got all this locker room material, and they got, I'm this, I'm that. And they be like, wait a minute, man. we still pop around here. So it fuels the fire. And they go really try to say, hey, man, y'all know y'all place. You go get in your place. Come down Sunday.
Okay, so, man, like I said, man, I just looked at that schedule. And then they've got the New York at New York Giants again. They got the Chargers. They've got the Raiders. They got the Buffalo Bills again. They got the Miami Dolphins. They got the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-hmm. They've got Cleveland Browns. They got a tough schedule, man. They got a tough schedule. And so with all the excitement and all of that, and Aaron Rodgers coming. Plus, Aaron Rodgers is not any younger, Gilbert. He got another year on him. You know, so that scrambling that he used to do, he wasn't doing it as much last year. And I'd venture to say that he ain't going to do it as much this year because, you know, with that scramble, Gilbert, and you get out of the pocket, a cat can kind of put a lick on you, can't he?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey. See, that's the thing when you say, don't you step across that line. It's full goal, brother.
Oh, so once you get past the line of scrimmage, you can be treated like a Raggedy Ann doll.
You can be treated like you owe me some money. And you ain't got to.
Hey, man.
Hey, we coming to collect, brother. and we hoping you don't slide. You cannot slide. That's why some of many guys get in trouble because they know they're gonna slide, so they're trying to get there before they don't slide. And just lean your feet. If you lean your feet, you can't stop the momentum, right? Yeah, I know.
Anyway, man, I wanted to go here right quick, man, before we moved on. Who is it, man? He played, this young man played for the Packers for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Come on. Armani Rogers. You remember him?
Yes.
Okay. You know what he said the NFL stands for?
What?
Not for long.
You right. I might have said that on this show at one time.
Oh, you? Yeah, man. He got 2 years in.
Yep.
With the Packers, he said, not for long.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of mentioned
it. You can't take it for granted, man. You got to do everything you got to do to stay on board. You cannot be satisfied with just making it. You got to improve every year. I had to improve every year that I played for the Green Bay Packers, or I was going to lose my job and be gone.
Well, you know, man, they invest that money and you're excited about being there, and it's something called resting on your laurels that the old folk used to say, man, what you used to do. You can't, mm-hmm. That don't matter. It what don't you did matter. Last year.
It don't matter because they don't want to pay you that money. They're going to do, this got cheaper. Well, he better start doing what he got to do. Or we gonna cheaper. You see what I'm saying?
Listen, we
or some cat that's outstanding. And they're going to pay extra money to get him to play your position. It don't matter.
We got to go to the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789. Man, I'm going to let you ask me that question. I'm going to think on it during the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time. Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
30 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 78. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms Thursday.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah. Make it right. Uptown. Heavy D, y'all. In the house. Once again.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, man, that question you asked, man, you want to ask that question, man. There's a question you said you wanted to ask of me, and my mind has not been able to stop working. Go ahead, ask the question, man.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Earl, because, you know, we can live in a certain time and a certain place. You can learn a lot about a guy, you know.
Yeah, right.
About Boston, you know. And I wanted to ask you, you know, because it's so many people. And your list will change. After you open your mouth, your list will change, you know. Yeah. But living or dead, Earl. And I'm asking everybody out there in radio land, living or dead, if you had an opportunity to sit down with five people and eat dinner, who would that be?
You know, look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your lists? But Gilbert, you know, man, it's one of those questions that just turns your brain on and you can't turn it off. But here's my list. And number one, Jesus Christ.
You went there.
Well, hey, man, you said.
Listen, I don't want to eat dinner with him, Earl, because he's going to break it down.
But I do.
That's what, like Reggie said, he's going to put on that video. He's going to say, remember when you did this?
I do. Well, no, Jesus Christ is my list.
Okay, that's one.
Mother Teresa.
Oh, my God.
That's two. Is number two. Dr. King.
Okay.
Is number three.
I got to take him off my list.
Thurgood Marshall former Supreme Court Justice.
Y'all got the same hairdo.
And and last but not least, he's living today. Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter. That's my list, and all of those people dedicated their lives to helping other people. That's my list, man. My list is predicated on people who gave their lives trying to make other people's lives better. It's what I try to do with my life. So that's why I chose the list that I chose.
That's wild. I mean, that's a deep list. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get that deep.
I know, man, but you when you ask the question like
that, It's your list.
Yeah, you really have to start thinking, man. That's a great question, Gilbert. It's an absolute. Look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, Gilbert. Your list, man. Your list.
Wow, man. I mean, my list is for learning. And the questions that I have, and the admirement of what they have done.
Right.
At the top of my list would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow, man.
He is to me one of the most interesting guys through his work and his determination to be somebody. You know what I'm saying? He to me is a very interesting guy, and I would love to sit down and break bread with him and pick his mind.
He was and is, you know, a man who's accomplished a whole lot in his life, man.
Yeah. My number two would be Denzel Washington.
That's another look. Denzel is without question a guy, man, who's more than an actor.
Yes,
yeah,
he's humanitarian, yeah. and
brilliant, a brilliant human being, man.
Yes, and one of the questions I would ask him is, "How did you get so pretty?"
Wait a minute, man.
Okay, so
let me say this, man. My day.
My third guy will be President Obama. I would love to sit down and have dinner with him. And I know he's a Bear guy. He loves the Chicago Bears and all that other stuff.
I can't.
But still, I mean, just what he been through and how did he do what he did.
Right.
You know, my fourth guy will be another one of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Are you thinking about growing corn, soybeans, or wheat next year? A margin protection plan could be for you. Margin protection is area-based coverage that helps protect your margins from increased input costs or falling commodity prices. When that happens, a county-level estimate is used to determine a payment amount.
To find out if margin protection is available in your area, contact your local Ag Country office before September 30th. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 84. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 56. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 85. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 80.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape hot.
Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger is in full effect as Gilbert is on the case. So, before we went to break, phone lines open again at 844-967-2789. Gilbert asked me a question that I still, knocking around in my brain, man. You know, you asked me if I could pick out five people, alive or deceased, that I would choose to sit down and sup with, who would they be? And you, I gave my list, and you gave me yours, and let's go over yours again.
First, I had Arnold Schwarzenegger. Second, I had Denzel Washington. Third, I had Obama. Fourth, I had Kurt Russell. My fifth is a twofer. My father passed away in 1992, and my brother passed away in 2012. I would love to have one more dinner with those two.
Oh, man.
One more dinner.
Oh, man, that's, you know, you really opened up a can of worms with that, man, because, you know, having lost five sisters and brothers, you know, you really do hit on a point or a spot that really, man, chokes you up because, you know, when you lose those people you love, which we realize is a part of life, you know, and in accepting, having to accept that makes us, you know, but man. I'm at a loss for words with that, man, because it makes me think about my own life and my loved ones that are no longer here. But yeah, it's a great point, Gilbert.
It's a different thing when it's immediate family,
right?
You understand? I mean, if you got a cousin or somebody that's kind of, you know, but somebody you grew up with,
right?
24 hours a day. 7 days a week, it makes an impression.
Let me ask you, man. It shows a different side of you, because to even ask that question means that, you know, that you kind of, your mind is in a whole, that's a whole different stratosphere than football, right? And so part of why, you know, we wanted to do Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger was to introduce people to the other side of who you are. And so asking a question, that question really shows a caring, thoughtful person who really, you know, is able to look at life and put it in perspective. So I want to thank you for asking the question, man, because, you know, it's already led me to want to do the rest of my show and asking that question to the audience, because, and spend the next whole hour opening that up, because that really, man, I'm almost at a loss for words.
Yeah, it makes you think, girl. You know what I'm saying? It makes you think. It makes you remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Earl, I'd be in the car by myself hours at times.
Right.
And my mind wonders, you know?
Yeah.
So I asked, here's a deep question for you, Earl, and Radio Land, you know, since we talk about life. When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
What happens?
You ever thought about that? When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
You mean what happens to you or me? Or
what happens, Earl? We talking about what happens.
Well, the life that we know, and this all this can be is based on conjecture and opinion. The life that we know ends. What happens, you know, and the physical body begins to deteriorate because the essence of who a person really is not in the physical.
I know that, Earl. I know all that. I'm asking you because I know you don't know.
Nobody knows. I know.
When you close your eyes, what happens? I wonder about that.
Well,
I wonder, when you close your eyes, do you still hear the last things as you going away? Do you see light? Do you see fire?
Well, there are people
who... You know, some people, do you see fire when your eyes close?
Well, there are people who will say that they've experienced that before and they were and that they were on the way back. But Gilbert, this is a little bit too heavy.
I know. I'm just putting it out there, man. But I got another topic we can talk about.
I got something else to talk about too, but go ahead. What's the topic you want to talk
about? Let's talk about them two boys that I've been pushing forever to get into this Hall of Fame that they call. And we got two guys on deck. You ever seen Life? You ever seen Life, that movie Life?
Yeah, come on, man.
With Martin Lawrence. Man, with Martin Lawrence.
One of the great, and Eddie Murphy, one of the greatest movies Eddie ever Murphy. Made. One of the greatest and, movies and, ever made.
I love it when they say, you on deck.
Yep.
You on deck. You on deck. And then my man Eddie Murphy said, or you could be going to the upper room. But I'm saying these two guys are on deck from the Green Bay Packers. I'm talking about my man that I've been pushing forever, Sterling Sharp, is now a semifinalist for the NFL Hall of Fame, along with a dude that got a street named after him in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Who is that?
Mike Holmgren.
So let me say,
I'm just waiting on my street. I'm just saying.
So let me say why. Sometimes you wonder, well, why is it so important that people wind up in Hall of Fames? Why are there Hall of Fames? Why is that important? And I can tell you why it's important.
Why is it important?
As a guy who is never going to be in any Hall of Fame, but let me tell you why it's important, Gilbert.
Yeah,
it's important because a lot of people live and die, and there's only a select few that will ever be remembered forever. And that's the people in the halls of fame. All the people who live and die and are forgotten. Doesn't matter. People do a lot of different things, but they're forgotten. But when you make the Hall of Fame, it's not just an ego thing, man. It's a fact. Listen, they still talk about Don Hutson, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago Don Hutson been dead? Come on, man. How many generations have come and gone and they still talk about Don Hutson?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the Don Hutson didn't play by himself the last time I checked, Gilbert.
Right.
He played with a lot of other guys, right?
Right.
The only one they talk about from that era is Don Hutson. You know, and so that Hall of Fame, let Let me ask you, because you in the Hall of Fame. Are you in the Hall of Fame at Kansas?
Yes.
Okay. You in the Hall of Fame at Green Bay. You in the Hall of Fame at your high school?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean to you?
It means everything, man, because not long did I do something, my hard work, I got recognized for. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's kind of like when you go to work every day, you finally be employee of the month. You can hang that on your wall and be proud of that.
Right.
That's what I do. You know, I went to a gig the other day, right? And I walked in and everybody's in there. It was a Moose Lodge. So it's a lot of older people in there.
The Moose Lodge. Like wait a minute. Gilbert Brown going to the Moose Lodge.
Hey, they had some good fried fish up in there. They had some good fried fish up in there.
Hey, where was it at?
It was a catfish too, dog.
I know. Where was it at?
Oh my God, I knew you was gonna ask me that. It was in
Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was in Wisconsin. Okay. It was in West Bend. So I walked in there, right, and all these people, you know, and And this old lady come up to me, she says, "Why ain't you got your Packers shirt on? What's wrong with you?" You know, and I'm quick on my feet now. I'm quick on my feet, girl. I said, "Ma'am, if you worked at Burger King every day, would you want to walk around after you get off work with your Burger King shirt on?" She looked at me and she said, "You're right. Yeah, so get out of the way, ma'am."
So just the fact that to reach those pinnacles in life, all these people who play football, only a handful, man. And that's what you're talking about with Mike Holmgren now. That's what you're talking about with Sterling Sharp.
Let me say this, Earl. You did everything in between those lines. Now, let's say you 50, 60, shouldn't even be this long. All you got now, or all you holding on to now, is to get that gold jacket. I can rest in peace after I get that gold jacket. It's a guy, I'm talking about Sterling, because we need to help get him in there. But it's another guy. He's damn near on his deathbed, and he should have been in there. And I'm talking about Steve Mongo McMichael of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
He got ALS. He should have been in there before that. Now, I probably will never get in there because I run my mouth too much. Or my stats ain't good. I don't know. But what I do know is if these guys got the power to get these guys in before they can't see it theirself, they notorious for giving you that honor
after you're gone.
After you're gone.
Right.
How about we give them that honor when they deserve it?
So you talk about Mongo McMichael, number 75 for the Chicago Bears. He was a monster. 76. He was a monster. He was an absolute monster, Gilbert. And so why do you think that, and he was on the Super Bowl Bears. So why do you think McMichael is, you know, is not? Well, look how long it took Jerry Kramer, man.
I'm not saying just because his play. He's one of those Cro-Magnon dudes that used to take your head off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was back when they were still doggone their head slapping.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He deserves it, Earl. Come on, man.
You know.
Him as Earl.
Listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. A little emotional this morning, man. You really touched on some things. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gravedigger, man, my head is still spinning from that question, and it probably will be for some time now as I wrestle with that. But for those of you who are just joining us, the Gravedigger asked me earlier about if you had a chance to sit down and have dinner with five people, who would that be, live or dead? And so, but anyway, let's get back, man, to, you know, even the Ring of Honor, the Hall of Fame at Lambeau Field, George Kuntz, man. What do we need to do to get George Kuntz in there, man?
Oh, my God.
Dr. George Kuntz. And you know, and, man, just a good man. Oh, man, brilliant guy. Was a hell of a football player. What do we need to do to – maybe we can make that happen, right?
We need to, man. And I'm glad you said, George, because I met another great linebacker this weekend. Another great man
right. This
week. You know, I
Hall
got –
Hall of Famer.
When I got to hang out with Mr. You hear what I said?
Right.
Mr. Mike Singletary. He's a Chicago Bear, but sometimes when you see greatness, you got to respect greatness, no matter what that helmet was.
Right.
And Mr. Singletary was a great linebacker, but oh my God, he's a great human being. He is a great human being, man. And to be into the NFL Hall, he got a gold jacket. He got a gold jacket, well-deserved gold jacket, because he kicked a lot of tail. You know, leading into that, Mr. Right. Singletary. My homeboy, George Kuntz, was another great middle linebacker. Great. You know? But it's so many guys. It's a list of guys I wish was in there.
Let me ask you, man. Middle linebackers, they don't play 4-3s as much anymore, right?
No.
So the game has changed.
Yes.
And so that guy who used to command the middle,
Yeah.
And
he has to be a bigger athlete now.
Yeah, he has to be a much bigger athlete, and yeah. and they play a lot more what 3-4s.
Yeah.
And which means that middle, you know, you got two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers. And so it's not much. They got that's more of a passing kind of defense, right?
Right, right.
Because they're not running the ball like they used to.
Passing and blitzing more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like in that essence, you know, the fullback was being phased out of the game.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The game evolves. So the linebacker has to be able to cover and blitz. Not just fill the hole now,
right?
If you understand what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's more of a hybrid
mm-hmm.
kind of guy. He's a linebacker and he got to be a lineman. So
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin.